Hello, I haven't done a podcast in a while, and hopefully I won't get interrupted, but I'm actually at a train station near my school, so I've been in the process of moving and going to a new school and trying to figure things out from a different perspective, so it's occupied a lot of my brain space. I wanted to do book club again, because apparently all the stars are doing book clubs, and if Legally Blonde can have a book club, then so can I. But, as lucky for you would have it, no books with me because I've been carrying my class notes, books, which are very heavy, and I don't have a locker yet. So, and it's super hot here in the Boston area. So, lots of ands and buts and whatever. So, here's what's on my mind. Yeah, it's really hot, and this cooling dress I got from Columbia that's supposed to make things cooler isn't really making it cooler, although I guess mentally it makes it feel like I'm cooler. And I was going to buy one of those nano stat tech watches or something. Ember. Yeah, that's the thing. But, like, for $300, to have another thing on my wrist, I already have a regular, you know, analog watch, Fitbit thing. I don't need an Ember thing that's going to trick my mind into being cooler. I can do that just by pretending to meditate and pretending, you know, I'm sitting in the snow with James Blunt or something. So, that's my take on that. It's hot. And you're supposed to hydrate, but, you know, if you're on a diuretic for sodium, you know, for other health issues, it's really hard to be coerced into drinking a beverage, because if you do that, you're going to have to go to the bathroom a lot, and then that's kind of embarrassing when you're orientation, and it's also embarrassing when you're in class, when that's, you know, among your many laundry lists of things that you have to think about on a daily basis just to get by. So there's that. There's the random train schedule, which isn't much of a train schedule. Never thought I'd say this, but even Caltrain is slightly better, so you kind of have to plan your schedule and your day. And I was trying to do work at school, trying to put all the syllabi, whatever, items into my planner, and I kept getting interrupted because people know what I look like, but it takes me a little longer to recognize people's faces with their names, especially if I'm not good with names that I haven't run into in real life. It just takes me that little bit longer than younger people, and then other people, so it's compounding. And then I don't want to get a suntan because I'm already tanned, thank you very much. Yes, people like me can still get tanned, and we do burn, and it hurts our feelings when you say we can't tan. So, anyway, school starts tomorrow, yay. I will post on Facebook what my first day of school outfit looks like, so that should be fun. But, I guess I'll do that tomorrow, because, yeah, it's kind of getting jelly about everybody posting their kids' pictures in, like, last day of 8th grade, or first day of the last year of high school, and it's like, okay, well, I don't have any kids, but I guess I can go to school myself, and, fulfill all those needs of, you know, spending money on books and course packs and notes and paper, and we don't believe in the internet, and photocopying, and the obnoxiously high meal plans on campus, and not being able to get campus housing because I'm a grad student, and having to live further away because I have other needs and other requirements and other requests than just renting a room in a house. And it's really hard to explain to people that my cat is not just a cat. He's a special cat. He's a service cat. He's an emotional support animal. And I'd love to tell them, but, you know, I've only met them like 2 or 3 times. And, yeah, I don't know their names, so why they should know about my cat is beyond me. Okay, still hot. So that's probably going to be a recurring theme for the next couple of days. So thank you, Anchor, for notifying me that I can do another podcast. And I'm alone and I'm pacing, so it makes perfect sense to do a podcast next to the train station. In fact, this might be my new podcast location while I'm waiting for the train and not wanting to hang out with people and still wanting to enjoy some shade. And yes, I know I will regret this, not enjoying this weather. You know, come probably January, February, there's going to be those couple of days. But, you know, it's always easier to add more layers than it is to take layers away. And I insist on getting my steps in because I refuse to get fat in the state of Massachusetts again like I did in the 80s. And I refuse to yo-yo diet and yo-yo eat and stress eat without also at least stress exercising. And I'm pretty good about that stuff, but, you know, again, being older, it just takes that much longer to get it together, to pull it together, to keep it together, and then to maintain steady state. Everything just takes a little longer. So, trying to get a head start on homework. So I just assumed, oh, read the first couple of chapters. So I did. And then they teach you how to read a case study, and it's like, I read pretty fast anyway, but okay, I'll reread with your notes in mind, and then they want you to participate, and, you know, if you have co-articulation issues, I'm not afraid of people not understanding my accent. I am afraid of not being able to understand other people's accents. I'm not afraid of speaking up, but I'm afraid sometimes that the thoughts that are in my brain don't always come out at the right time that they're supposed to, which means I might say the wrong thing even though I meant to say the exact opposite, or I might get misunderstood based on my facial expression, of which I have none. Ooh, the FedEx truck. Or I might forget to talk at all, so, you know, talk early, talk often, wear bright colors so that the professors can recognize you. In other words, I'm pretending like I'm in the press pool, if there still is one, at the White House, and, you know, wearing a bright color or like red or something so they can identify me in a good way. I hope to stick out like a sore thumb, not a bad way. And that's it for this podcast. I'll catch you guys next time. Thanks for listening.